conversation going. I'm feeling good now.
No.
Easy F baby and the F stand for whatever, huh? The F stands for. He said phenomenal one time.
The F stands for whatever.
Welcome to Hustlers Only. We back. I'm feeling great. Another episode. Another episode. We just building. That's all. I'm just blessed. Feeling energetic. Took a little time off to get my mind right. You know, I'm here today with Blake, one of my good friends. What's he up? Came through. He coming through to bless us with some insight, perspective, some free game, because, you know, that's what we do. Welcome to Hustlers Only. What's up, man? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling great, bro. I'm so happy to be here. I love doing these things. And then doing it with you, bro.
So much potential.
Life is good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you can say, really. Just making progress on everything. What perspective are we speaking from today? Industry-wise,
music,
motive-wise,
motive. What do you mean?
Things that inspire you. What are we talking about today?
Inspiring me, just life in general, just shit in general.
What's the main thing you do right now?
Real estate. Real estate agent. Mm-hmm. In the state of Louisiana. Soon to be California as well.
How did that? Soon to be California. So you didn't tell me that. So you're keeping all the secrets when we live, huh?
I mean, come on, man.
Can't tell me everything, huh? You gotta save some for the people.
Coming soon.
Right. That's crazy. We got the inside joke about the coming soon thing, man. Just drop it. If you got a product or something that's good, just drop it. We're gonna be here either way.
He's making fun of people.
Right. If you say coming soon for a week and we get it on the 8th day, then it's all the hype gone. Just drop it.
By the time it gets dropped, people forgot it's coming.
It's coming, right.
Yeah, you gotta re-promote it again.
Now you gotta waste more time doing it, see?
And the people who say coming soon and all that shit, I feel like they might never drop this thing.
It might not ever come out.
You know what I mean? Just talking just to talk.
I started it, but I don't know when I finished, so it's coming soon.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I had the idea, but I didn't start.
Just drop it. Yeah. Just drop the damn whatever. The shirt.
Drop the Hustlers Only fanny pack.
Drop it. And by the way, go get that anyway. HustlersOnlyWorld.com. Yeah, they on that, man. I dropped it the day you mentioned it.
You're welcome.
Excuse y'all welcome. Y'all can thank Blake. But yeah, how you get into the real estate, though? Like, what was the thought process? When did it click that, okay, real estate is going to be the thing?
Well, in 2015, I was watching Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles with my parents. It was like a nightly or a weekly tradition I did with them. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what it meant to be a real estate agent. And then I kind of just went read up on it, and I was like, it seems pretty tight. And I saw the money these guys are making in Los Angeles. I mean, you're not going to make that money here, but
right.
The potential. And I was like, man, I want to dive in. So I went to real estate school, got licensed, and I've been licensed for close to 2 years now.
You tap in with anybody to mentor you through the process or help you with it, or you just went full on?
I hate to say it, but my mentors were on the TV screen. The dudes that I saw on Million Dollar Listing.
Yeah.
Those are the people that I learned from, and if they dropped a book, I would read their book. If they dropped a social interview, I would, you know, peep everything from an interview and take notes from it. So
it's always good, especially when you have a vision of becoming something, and that's what you're watching, to have that source of something a blueprint.
Yeah, so it became at some point it became just watching this TV show almost became homework in a way.
Yeah.
Rather than watching it for pleasure, it was let me see how much I can learn today.
Yeah.
You know? And then just taking notes on that.
Your first closing, you can walk us through that. What was that experience on there? Were you nervous? Shit, I don't know what they're going to say.
I was nervous as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was texting one of my friends the night before, and I was like, dude, what do I need to do? What do I need to say? What do I need to wear? The whole nine yards. And he was just like, Blake, you literally just show up in dress pants and a nice shirt, and you're going to have to sign two pieces.
Right.
Sure enough, that's exactly
that's
what
it was.
And I went
home,
collected a check.
And that's it.
Yeah.
They make it seem like it's so much, but the testing probably, what would you say is the difficult part, the most difficult?
Yeah, I mean, testing and then getting your name out there, getting started with the whole thing, because it's not a... is building your own little business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. You know it. Hustlers Only. You have to build that.
Yeah.
The testing, I mean, it was hard, but I got through it, and I took my test three times. First time I didn't. There's two portions to it, national portion, state portion. First time I took it, I failed both portions. Second time, I passed one, so I had to retake the one I failed. And that one I failed, I missed it by one question. Literally, I needed 44 right, and I got 43 right. So.
Was it that important to where you needed to know everything? I know, of course, if you're going to get a license for something, mm-hmm. you would want to know every ins and out. But all the shit, would you say all the shit was needed on the test?
No, not at all.
Oh, it's just a bunch of shit to make it a test.
Like, I mean, I've learned more in real estate. Like, I've learned more through just going through it, mm-hmm. through doing it every single day than I did in school easily, which is, I mean, it's so... it's I'm not gonna say a waste of time, but it's sort of like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
You know, to go through the school and everything.
Like, everybody gotta do it. We gotta give y'all something to do.
Yeah, exactly.
We couldn't think of enough questions, so we gotta fill it in with shit that don't even
90 hours.
Matter. And you was mentioning, I know we talked about one of the showings or something, and you was like, dude canceled because of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I was showing a dude we had plans to go see an apartment. He wanted to lease a place out and we had plans to go see this place, and he ended up looking at, I think he looked it up, he looked at pictures online before we went to the showing. I forget how it went. In any case, he decided that he didn't want the place anymore because the kitchen sink was green. And that's why he didn't want the place. But he said everything else is great, but the kitchen sink is green. I don't want that. So, I mean, you got to deal with, like,
I didn't realize it. I understand wanting a certain maybe style of home. But I didn't think people were, like, that picky down to that aspect of it. Like, can he just change the sink?
Well, I mean, what makes it even worse, he can't change the sink because he was gonna rent the place.
Okay.
So he can't do that. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you're gonna live here for a year. Like, you really worried about a fucking sink?
Yeah. You know,
Damn. You learn to just deal with so many different types of people in the real estate business, and you almost have to become, like, numb to it.
You mentioned, like, about to be having your license in California too. Are you itching to move, to make that move?
Yeah,
to
so LA? I initially wanted to move, like, in November of 19. I decided that I wanted to move because I was just like over New Orleans. Like, I just wanted to change the scenery. Like, I've been here for 26 years, and I just need something new. And I've always loved LA. LA's always just, like, been like a second home to me. And I wanted to move in August, this upcoming August, and then just coronavirus,
COVID,
just life, and just, like, things happen, and I was just like, I can't, it would just be very irresponsible. So I decided, like, January 2021.
Just being out there.
Yeah, but, like, definitely want to, or I'm going to have my, be licensed, or do as much as I possibly can to have my license before moving.
Them cribs in LA, man.
It's ridiculous.
You could really do very, very well.
Yeah.
Up you there could. For sure, easy. Or anything, really. It's a reason people move to LA with nothing.
Yeah, because it's so big and there's so many people, your opportunities are literally endless. You know, like, you can do anything you want.
Yep. That's the main thing. You said just having a vision for it and then executing it.
Yeah.
You know, you could plan and say I wanna do this and tell people you're gonna do this. That's almost embarrassing to me. And I've been that person, like, man, I'm about to go do this and get this, and then there's gonna be this, and I'm gonna need your help for this part, and then don't even get through the first step.
Yeah.
That shit embarrassing.
It is.
Yeah.
But you think about, this is one of many Jay-Z references we'll probably drop.
Yeah.
Like, you remember Coming of Age of a Reasonable Doubt? He told Bleak, "You let your shit quiet. You let your shit bubble quietly, and then you blow."
Right. That's the thing. You handle it. Make sure all the foundations are set.
And then you say, "Here's what it is."
Yeah. Why a Jay-Z reference though? That's why Jay-Z of all rappers though that you could have just referenced. It's a lot of rappers that make those analogies.
Because Jay is Jay. And Jay is the GOAT.
The GOAT hustler?
Yeah.
The GOAT hustler. he's the rapper that made it. He made it to the end of the story.
You think he's at the end?
No, the end of a rapper story.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm sure rappers, I mean, now it's they normalize $1 billion.
Yeah.
When he started, they just wanted a couple bags.
I think half a billion was probably even a lot.
Yeah.
When you think, like, when they first started, it was probably a lot of money too.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
You talking about Warren Buffett, a rapper, just
yeah,
shoulder to shoulder with Warren Buffett, just.
I mean, like, that's And that list goes on.
It's so many stories. It's so many stories that'll make you, like, gravitate towards what he's doing and study him. What is in that aspect of it? What motivates you? Like, what type of things inspire you?
Honestly, like, what motivates me is just seeing other people's stories.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, just wanting to make something for myself, make my own little story, you know? But, like, seeing other people just go start at A and wind up at Z.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what really drives me is just seeing, like, okay, this person did it.
Yeah.
You can do it also. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, J Bill Rock Nation, you can build hustles only.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Then you give a shit like blueprints and all that shit that just literally break it down to you and tell you how to do it in so many ways. Like I said, for me, it's just finding what I wanted to do that could connect all the dots with everybody I know. And this is how I always say how Hustlers Only began. Like, I want something that'll benefit everybody.
Yeah.
Because when you make it yourself, like, all about you, the minute you can't do something, the whole shit goes to shit.
Exactly.
You know? If I can make the person that's never been on Hustlers podcast, Hustlers Only podcast, a couple $100 off of their business,
that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
I'll show them. I'll teach them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, COVID really slowed shit down for us, really. But a lot of people are coming out of this better off financially than they started.
Yeah, financially. I mean, you hate to see, like, you hate to see that so many people have passed away from this shit.
Yeah.
But, like, it's also really, really awesome to see that people took advantage of this and, like, made something of it. You know what I'm saying? Made something of the quarantine. Like, Shock started his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you probably spent every day
just learning
building Hustlers Only.
Yep.
You know? So, like, I think it was sort of a blessing.
It's like,
I
it's
feel
weird
bad saying that,
yeah.
Because, like, I know people.
Part two, giving a curse.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I feel bad because, like, I know people who passed away from this shit, you know? So
yeah.
It's like, you'd rather obviously have them here.
Right.
Rather than you have all your new knowledge and,
yeah,
you know, that kind of stuff. But I mean.
But it's like,
take
the
day,
the first day of being in quarantine, you got a decision.
Yeah.
You could lock in and do what's best for you and get better at something or learn a new skill, or you could just sit there for months and waste a bunch of time and
yeah,
collect your stimulus and say, I'm happy with that.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
my first week was like really like, I was not gonna say scary, you know, but like, I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you were literally just in your house doing nothing all day, you know, nothing productive at least.
Right.
And I guess like the second week I fell into like a little groove where I was just like, I was learning a bunch of real estate shit, and I was just kind of like, just like, I did a lot of just even more just like working on myself and just improving as a person, stuff like that. And then also just finding like new hobbies. Like, I became a fucking gamer during quarantine.
Yeah.
I never thought I would. But like, I bought a PS4, I bought a Nintendo Switch, and like, I just went crazy on that shit. I probably logged like 250 hours of Animal Crossing at this point in time. Just because like, it just became so much fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so. Yeah, it was a gift and a curse.
And then, like, and then it's crazy, man, how the world works. In the midst of quarantine and just being COVID, trying to stay COVID free, you have like all the violence and all the protests with the George Floyd death. And
yeah,
what's your perspective of that? Because I'm black, so it's not hard for me to get the perspective of what happened. It's easy for me, but not even like your perspective. But what's your thoughts on the whole thing? And like, what do you think the disconnect in, like, what we're saying, our message, Black Lives Matter, gets, like, disconnected?
I mean, I don't even think it's a thing of being, like, you saying I'm black, so I get it. But, like, I think it's more or less just, like, right versus wrong.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously racism is just, has no place in this world. But I hate to say it, but I don't think it's going anywhere.
Right.
I really don't, because like, you have just people who live in the backwoods, boondocks of places, and the shit is just so deep.
Yeah.
And they're teaching it to their children.
It's ingrained in them.
And then their grandchildren, it's just ingrained forever. But I mean, if they want to keep it alive, then keep it alive, but fucking stay
over there.
Yeah, but don't, I mean, No, we don't need that shit, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, Black Lives Matter, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, I think that shit needs to be said. You know, I really do, because, like, you see, it's just blatant, just, like, disregard for the lives of people of color.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, and I watched this, I was scrolling Facebook earlier. You know, we say Facebook's Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
I decided to, like, hop back on for a little bit, and I was watching this video, and it was, I don't know when it said it was from 44 years ago. So, do the math. But it was like, so this is what, the 80s? Late 70s, early 80s. And it was like this little girl, these two little girls, and they were just like trying to go hang out with some people. And like these white people were just like, get out of here, and then just like throw the N word out. I'm just like, it was painful to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was just like, bro, like, I mean, granted, this is 44 years ago, but like,
it takes a lot of effort to do that instead of just like, exactly. Come on, and I'll leave without even saying nothing. You could not say nothing and just leave. Let them enjoy themselves. You
exactly.
Know?
And but it, man, it's just, the whole thing is just disgusting.
And you know how, like, how we rock, man. It's a business. We have a lot of joy in what we do, but it's no reason why I shouldn't feel safe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at the little kid shooting hoops in his driveway. The cops come down the street and he hollers behind the car. Like, yeah, that shit, like, just, come on, man. That so shouldn't upsetting. It shouldn't even be.
But you know, I mean, for every bad video that we see like that, there's probably two good videos.
Yeah.
You know, of a little black boy shooting hoops in his driveway.
And then
a white cop rolls up, parks his car, and then might play a game with 21. You know? Or shit like that. So I mean, I guess it's just so, because everybody says, you know, there's like good in humanity. Obviously, you're only going to see the bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, the bad is so much worse than the good is good, in a way, that you're just, that it almost, like, you don't want to say it overshadows it, but it's just like, fuck, like, this is still where we are. You know what I mean?
And then I think the media pumps it, because you look at the media, I'm looking at the behaviors, right? So, the media is, for 3 weeks, they pumping the protests.
Yeah.
Oh, this is happening. This is happening. Super, super aggressive with it.
Yeah.
Protests are still going on.
Yeah.
No coverage. Zero coverage.
Correct.
The last 3 weeks. So it's like, what the fuck? Like, what are y'all?
It's, I mean, that's just news like, for them.
Yeah.
Because they know people are going to want to watch riots and shit like that. But
let's talk about the NASCAR now. We're tired of the protests. Let's focus on the NASCAR. So that's how the media is looking at it, like, what's getting more coverage, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, bro, it's really like, just as simple as this is, like, there's three human beings in this room, a white person, a black person, a black person.
Right.
No one in their right mind can sit here and say, well, I don't see color.
Right.
You're not fucking colorblind. You know what I mean? Like, I see that there's two black men across from me and beside me, but, like, I'm going to ride for these two guys through anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've known Fletch for a month. I've known you for a couple of years, but, like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna let fucking skin color come between.
Like, what?
Like, we're human beings, bro. Like, you fear the same thing as that I fear, and CJ's gonna fear the same things that I fear. You know what I mean? So, like, if you like the same things I like the same things CJ like. So, like, you go to bed, you put your head on a pillow. You bleed. I mean, you cut yourself, you bleed.
Yeah.
You're hungry, you eat food.
Yeah.
You drink something, you get wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's a fact.
Blood,
and you don't want
see the color.
And then,
bro,
it's just ridiculous. Unfortunate, man, because everybody don't have a mindset, and you can't even you can talk to somebody until you blue in the face.
Bro,
about
just,
it.
I mean,
if that's their stance on it, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
We waste a lot of time trying to convince people instead of just saying, "Hey, this is what you're wrong.
Yeah.
This is how I feel. This is what we went through." And then you like, "Okay, cool. That's what," and it's done. It don't always have to turn violent, but.
You know, I mean, you can like you can even say that, like, you can agree to disagree with people.
Yeah.
Like, political views, anything, but you can't agree to disagree on racism.
Have an opinion, and then trying to persuade somebody to believe you or side with you is two different things.
Exactly.
You know, and I think it gets confused, and that's when all the shit starts.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. It was too. Shout out to Three Row Estate Spice Rum. I liking the flavor, man. Real good. Y'all check that out, man. Might need to get that sponsorship worked out. But yeah, get at us. If you have a business, company, brand, product, and you want to plug it in the show, feel free to reach out to Hustlers Only at Hustlers Only LLC, Instagram, Twitter. Just get at me any way you can. I'm really open. I'm not going to flex on you and not reply like a lot of people do when they get too famous. What's up, Blake, man? What's next? What's next? What are you thinking right now creatively? Like, what lane? What's the next lane you want to see yourself in?
The next lane, I want to be in music.
Music?
That's my dream, to be in music.
Rapping?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm coming for Eminem's spot.
What? It's time.
Yeah, I need a bad baby mama. I need a horrible home life.
You got to get a trailer.
I need a trailer.
You need a trailer. It's mandatory.
I need to shave my head. I need bleach blonde hair. No, music. I wanna my ultimate goal, man.
As far as music industry?
No, I wanna be in the management area.
Okay.
That's what my ultimate goal is, to be in the management area.
Making sure the artist is on time or taking the calls for the artist to get booked.
I mean, booking agent would kind of be like, I don't know how much fun that would be, but just like management of just day to day shit.
Yeah.
Making sure you're on time, that would be like, that'd be like ideal. And just planning out.
These artists live like rock stars now, though, bro. How would you even say, hey, we got a 6 a.m. flight and the party's just starting at 6 a.m.?
Yeah. Book the next flight.
They're gonna have to like three books and then just get your refund.
See which one you land on.
Shout out Southwest too, because they don't care if you on a fucking ramp. You could be on a plane and cancel.
You could have gotten your peanuts and canceled.
Rescheduled. Yeah, thank you for the Coke, drinking and everything, and they'd be like, I canceled. Man, okay, we'll give you a credit for it. Shout out Southwest, man. Shout out Southwest.
At home.
I would fly nobody.
Yeah, we need Southwest to sponsor
Hustlers Only. But yeah, that in that lane, like, I mean, what's the potential for that, like, that you enjoy? What would you enjoy about that?
I don't mind, like, first of all, I mean, I live and breathe music.
Right.
That's like, I'm just obsessed with the shit, you know? So then just being around music, and then I really like just, like, planning shit and just having, like, little projects.
Right.
Thing. You know what I mean? So just, like, just planning a tour or just, like, planning an album release or, you know, booking studio time and shit like that just seemed like I would just never want to stop doing it, and I would just fall in love with it.
Yeah,
even more than I already am.
A lot of times when I'm writing and just thinking creatively about things I want to do for my brand, like the marketing aspect is something like I've got addicted to. Just coming up with new ways to market your brand.
Yeah.
Like it could be the weirdest shit. Like, man, let's go to New Orleans, the highest building, and just drop some stickers or something off the top of the building and let it hit somebody on top of the fucking head.
Yeah.
And, look at this. You know? Like stuff, stupid shit like that.
But there's so much shit that you can do, it's hard to put your finger on thing. It's almost like it's hard to think of shit because there's so much shit. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Gift and a curse.
It's a gift and a curse. Life is a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
Living is a gift and a curse.
Bro. Yep. Looking at it like, damn, I want to do these five things. It's easy to say, let me start five things at once and I finish. Or let me start one thing, get it done, and then work my way through it.
Master that shit, make that shit great. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because with what you're doing, it's almost like if you just make one great, one is going to feed two.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to become 1+1=3 kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So in your avenue, it's...
I just always want to make sure like I cover my tracks to where I'm not jumping from step 1 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And leaving the others ones like on turn, and then when it's time to know about step three, I'm like, what the fuck? I don't even remember that shit.
I always say you have to have $1,000 to make $1 million.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I view it. It's just like it's all stepping stone, you know. So just stepping, staying right.
When it's all said and done, as far as the music, real estate, just all the lanes you want to touch. Is there anything else like you want to touch and just be like bow out gracefully? Like, happy with those lanes, or you would continue to try to explore different things?
It would almost just be like real estate and music are my passion. That's mm-hmm. what I love to do. Like, I love real estate. I love music. So keep doing those, and then just keep working at those, and then seeing if something, you know, becomes of either of those that maybe write a book, maybe, you know, start a YouTube channel or just things like that. Maybe something that can come from either of those two, you know? But I wouldn't want to step into anything that doesn't, like, that I don't love.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because then you have to. It feels like work, and it's not enjoyable at all. Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
Never wanted to feel like work.
No.
Because my 9-to-5 is fucking.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah.
I'm to wits end with it, but nah. I appreciate it because it does what I needed to do, but it's like, fuck. I just want to jump into this.
Yeah.
So eventually, I got to understand that eventually I can and will. It's coming.
Yeah.
But I can't just jump out and do it. You can get him on the
podcast and try to set up in his store.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got promo. Now you got promo.
Let's do it.
Say, bro.
What I gotta do? You want me to book the flight right now?
Bro,
I'll book that bitch right now.
The flight back to New Orleans
is
$39. I booked it yesterday. October 13th. I don't know how much it is October 11th. I gotta get an Airbnb and whatnot, but.
I ain't gonna book it now because we recorded.
$39, so bro.
I'm gonna let it breathe. Just let that bitch breathe. In my whole voice. But yeah, man. When it's all said and done, where you see yourself? Like, what type of, you want a 4-car garage? You want fucking 20 rooms?
Yeah,
you
bro,
want,
like, my biggest, honestly, my biggest motivation is a G-Wagon.
Just a G-Wagon?
I want a G-Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And I want just like an old Mustang.
Yeah, something like a classic.
65 Mustang and a G-Wagon.
Family. Big family? Or just like a couple kids? Three kids?
Three kids. I'm one of five.
One of five? Okay, so you see.
Three would be cool.
Three would be perfect. Me, I'm still stuck on one. I might have an only child. My daughter that I have now.
Good luck.
That might be it.
Good luck with you.
Hold on. This wood, right? I'm going to just knock on that, okay? Yeah, because I don't know. She might bully the other kids because how knowledgeable she is with the technology added in. She's trying to teach me stuff, so it's like they're probably like, I talk about my daughter every episode, but it really is amazing. Kids are amazing.
You made that
4 years old. Yeah, that's my product.
Yes, that's your product.
I created that.
Yeah,
but it's also a mirror too for your flaws.
Yeah, so, executive producer, of
only. Yeah,
it's Chloe Jenkins.
She's a direct mirror of like my personality, how I react. Joking all the time, playing, pranking, and it's just crazy, man. But yeah, when it's all said and done, I just want to be able to say I did something that impacted even one person.
Yeah, man.
But that one person just passed it on. Yeah, if it just could get passed around, I'd be happy with
it. Yeah, let it pass. What did Pac say? I'm not going to change the world, but let me inspire.
Just one person.
All I need.
Yeah. That's all you need is somebody saying, like, damn, I'm tired of living like this. Let me see what CJ did to get where he's at.
Yeah.
Let me reach out to him. Let me call him.
Right.
How you did this, man? How you did this? I'm just tired of being, okay, you do this. Boom, boom, boom. This is what I did. It may not work for you, but this is what I did. Take that information I gave you and apply it to your situation. Who knows? You might be better off than me. And that's fine. You know?
What Jay said.
Right.
Don't follow me, young, and follow my
follow
rules.
Follow my rules, yeah.
Don't do
I'm not a role model.
Look,
I'm not a role model.
The path
you know?
You're on?
Yeah.
The path you're on, honestly, 5 years from now.
Yeah.
I said this last time we talked, bro. You're doing it. You're doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, because like you're doing it so honest, and you're doing it from a good place. Like your intention on it, the whole thing is just it doesn't get better, and you care about it.
Yeah.
And you're covering all your bases, and you're working hard too. And you.
And it's not like putting on a uniform. It's not something like I just turned on for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah. Like, do you have any other shirts besides Hustlers Only shirts?
I still got Nike. I still got Can't Buy Respect. I got The Winners. I got Now and Never Apparel. I got Trappreneurs. Got so many brands I support. It ain't even about Hustlers Only. It's about Hustlers Only, but it's about supporting all those brands.
Yeah.
I got a long list of brands in my closet that I just have. And check all those out, by the way. You know, not even just mine. Like, I love rocking other brands.
Go give Chase some more money.
That's it.
Go give Chase some more money.
Chase some cash. Can't buy respect.
Go give him some more money.
You know, you support somebody that's solid. And that's the best feeling. Like, knowing who you support and where your money's going. Like I said, my plan is to always pay every dollar forward. Like, you buying a shirt, maybe this can be a shirt for you.
Yeah.
But I'm passing that on to maybe buy a kid a shirt that can't afford one, you know? So that's always the objective. Let the dollar be passed to the next person that need it, you know? So
doing it right, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you to the day I'm going, you're doing it right, bro.
The travel. And I once I travel with it, and like I said, you got Vegas coming up, so that's going to be exciting. I wish you could go, bro. You might have to get that flight no matter what.
Hey, man.
And roll with me. Look. Roll with me.
Look, honestly, like, as much fun as we have, like, this is our second time doing this, right?
Yeah.
But, like, we have, like, fun,
too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the conversation we're having right now is the conversation we have off the air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, and we have genuine just fun, us three. You know what I mean? So, like, us in another city. Both out of town, dog.
We're trying to get into. What you trying to get into?
I love to
see all these whole, references, man. You on point, man. We might end up being best friends or something. I don't know. Might be the start of something very fucking special.
I'm telling you, man. You know? I'm telling you.
What? Yeah, man. That's cheers, traveling. Cheers,
success and good health.
Damn. Man.
Success and good health.
Get some love to the cameraman too.
Yes, sir.
Flesh going Global Studios. Palms Podcast and Center.
Flesh makes it possible, bro.
Yeah.
Flesh is a homie.
Everybody do it, you know? And we appreciate that. We appreciate everybody tapping in.
This is so much fun, bro.
Yeah.
This
is we got to keep it going. Even if you don't have a business and you just want to be involved, feel free to sit in. There's a lot of space in the studio. We could just chill. You can watch. You don't have to say nothing.
Three open seats.
Come drink. Get some wine, you know? Just vibe. Learn. Free game.
It's just fun. Like, it's just a genuine, in a time, like, I feel like we're just in such a place where, like, everything is bullshit.
Yeah.
Right now. You know what I mean? Everything in the world is bullshit. What you see on your phone and what you see on the TV and everywhere.
Yeah.
So, like, just to be able to just come to a place and just, like, and just being with three people or two people who are just, like, in it to win it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just have such a great energy. You can't beat that.
People, that's one thing I'm getting. People seeing that vibe through previous episodes and like, just us on the social media, like, what we pushing, what we stand for. They seeing it. They're like, man, I got a story that may be able to help somebody get through.
And you think, I mean, look, bro, you're only getting better, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not to say you're bad right now. But
right.
10 episodes from now, you'd be incredible. But, like, you're just getting, you're growing every episode.
And it's all documented. So it's showing that I didn't come into this shit perfect.
Exactly.
You know, I make my shirts in my kitchen. You know, I invested in that and learned how to do it. Like, it's coming from a place to where it was natural. It wasn't something I knew. I didn't inherit it. I didn't have somebody show me. You know, I use YouTube. University. Yeah.
University.
Every episode we drop that. YouTube. Help me out. Give me. Come on. YouTube. I'm showing love. You know. I use YouTube for everything. It's one of the best. That's our new library. It's a digital library.
You don't need like to go to school anymore.
Right.
You know, if you know, like college, but like just go on YouTube and learn your shit.
That's it. And you know exactly what you're trying to learn.
Because
even if you search a certain thing, it'll break down an hour video and have that segment of what you're fucking asking for.
If you Google
which is amazing, too.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
It's like, okay, so these 3 minutes, I need to watch it. It'll tell me. Instead of having to watch an hour. So that's genius, too. So, like, take advantage of your resources. You may not be able to access all the celebrities, but you got friends that done did some dope shit, you know? Yeah. Interview them.
Correct.
You know? You know? I know everybody high to low. I could interview my friends that have stories that a lot of celebrities can't tell. That's it's a dynamic
of
life.
Thing. That's the real authentic shit. You're not gonna get anywhere else.
Probably. Why wait 5 years for one interview for a celeb when you could be done that at 500 of your friends and just network through that, and then you get the one with the big celeb with the Jay-Z or Diddy to tell a story that you've never heard. We shoot for Jay.
You gotta shoot for Jay.
We shoot for Jay. We shoot for Rock Nation. Yeah. We shoot for B. Whoever won't come through. We right here in New Orleans. We're right here.
We need to, or you, I keep saying you. You need to tag the whole Rock Nation team.
Yeah.
Tag Law. Tag
Tattoo.
Tag Lenny.
Whoever.
Tag
B. Blue Ivy.
Solange.
Solange.
Tag everyone. I mean, like,
Mama.
Yeah, tag Gloria.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, bro.
Tata.
Everybody.
Tag
Who else? Yeah, we're gonna get it, man.
Tag Blaze, tag OG Juan.
Everybody.
Tag Sean. Tag tag Sean.
Emery.
Definitely tag Emery.
Yeah, everybody.
Emery and Law, because those two were...
They're always active. But the thing is, I told you, like, with collabs, like we could name drop all day. But, like, you know, I want to be established enough to have something to bring to the table in the collab, you know. I don't ever want to feel like...
You want
to
get them viewers.
Yeah, I want to add something to it instead of taking away from it and making it seem like I'm using them to get a certain way. Yeah. Until I feel comfortable enough to say it. Of course, if Jay-Z and BC, like, come to dinner... I'm going to eat. Yeah. Fuck. I don't care what they're eating. I'm going to talk, you know, but, you know, I just want to feel good enough about my brand to where it's like, all right, I built up this to be on your level to where I could have something to offer. You know, it's too many people you see collab just for all the wrong reasons, you know.
Yeah. I think I'm right on this. When I followed you, I think in January, right? Mm-hmm. January or February, I followed you, and I think you were at 500 followers. Does that sound about right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I looked at your page earlier, and you were at 867.
Yeah.
So that's 367 in 4 months?
Yeah. Shit
that's
is growing.
That's not
bad.
Yeah. That's 90, close to about 90 and, 90 and some change each month. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you're only getting bigger.
Right.
So.
Imagine after, like, touring. Or whatever, taking the podcast
the place,
mobile, you know? So, like, it's never, like, I never put a ceiling on nothing I do. Because why?
You know? Like, they asked Jay-Z one time, like, what keeps you going? He was like, there's always another mountain.
Yeah.
Always another mountain to move, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's the thing, man. You want to keep going. Like, I don't feel like this would be the stop. I feel like, shit, I don't even like being involved in politics, but... If everybody cheered for you to run for mayor, fuck, you might be like, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you could see something,
you know?
Real change, yeah, absolutely.
Right. You know?
So you're saying this could be like a, this is a stepping stone to something else, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The main thing.
Unless you start getting that Joe Rogan money.
Yeah, then I'll have to stay put. I might have a bed next to this bitch or something.
Yeah, exactly. Really miss it upstairs.
y'all see me with, like, what's the shit when you travel on the airplane, a little neck brace or whatever? Y'all know I'm comfortable. I may go to 300 pounds. I'm trying to be healthy now. I might just say, fuck it. I'm not caring. I might not care. I might just keep fucking eating and eat what the fuck I want.
Well,
big fun. Big
fun
type
shit.
You're
not finding more foods. You're not finding a juice bar where you're at.
Yeah, dog, but...
You're going to go broke if you're opening up a juice bar in
You're not going to find a juice bar in Mississippi, bro. Real shit. The food is so good. They take too much care of you, bro. You go to L.A., you're going to see a vegan spot on every...
Yeah, it's hard to find, like you said,
soul food. It's hard to find soul food, but,
you
know, it's your environment. If 100% of the shit around you is a certain food, and you done work so long at work throughout that day, you're going to be like, fuck, I guess I'll take this shit. Even though you know it's hurting, but you know your body.
What
but,
do you have?
Right. It's like, what the fuck
you know?
Else you do? But, yeah, man, it's just... Man, I'm just happy with how it's growing, bro. And, I love this shit because it's a new lane. I was able to break away from... It gave me an out away from my... I wouldn't say failed basketball career. I won at every level I was at. I didn't go to the NBA, but I won, like, 4 state championships. I went to NCAA AA tournament. Shit that a lot of college athletes don't even get to do.
Yeah,
all high school.
Yeah.
So, but it's still, like, in that depression after, like, this gave me a way to break away from that shit. So I could bury it officially. Not say, man, I'm done hooping to every person that asks me, like, what happened? And I got hurt. And that was it. Now I'm podcasting.
Yeah, but, like, so
like
you got
it's
hurt.
To the next lane. Yeah.
So you got hurt, but, like, that's not you.
Right.
Not that you didn't play hard enough.
Right.
Practice hard enough.
Yeah.
Watch enough, you know, game film and shit like that. Prepare yourself.
Yeah,
that's what the universe had planned.
Yeah,
I mean, I say the sentiment all the time. You are where you are, and you're right where you're supposed to be.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because podcasting at the rate you're going, it could be better for you than an NBA career. Would
exactly.
Have been.
You know
what I mean? Maybe not money wise.
Right.
But in every other avenue.
It's
absolutely.
Good. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially that. Especially,
you're right where you're supposed to be, man.
Yeah. And that's
right
a story you hear every fucking day.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why a lot of athletes I want to talk to, because a podcast gives you the opportunity to talk about your failures, your triumphs, and like shit you just want to do.
Yeah.
You never had a chance to tell nobody. You keep all that shit yourself for 10, 15 years, you know?
Yeah. And it, I mean, the podcast in general just gives you such an avenue to just realize like how alike we all are.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like, just to show you how much somebody alike, how much people are alike, the fact that you can hear somebody speak and take something from them.
Yeah.
And apply it to your own life. They can do it. Why can't I? You know what I mean? It's
it can't, because you feel so relieved when you leave here. You're like, damn, I just told my story for the first time.
It's like talking to a therapist.
Yeah. It's therapy.
It's a recorded version of going to a therapist.
Yeah. And then you don't know who's listening. Like, we've had people tune in. France. I always check the numbers and stuff. France. It's crazy places. South Africa. You have United States areas that tap in. But you get Canada. And it's heavy. It's like, how the fuck did this shit reach there?
So you,
you don't know who you fucking talking to or helping.
Yeah.
You just know you're putting it out there to...
It's in the world.
Yeah.
That's the biggest part.
Yep.
You know?
Like, damn, I'm a barber. I didn't even know he didn't even know what he was doing 2 months ago. And now he's fucking got steady clientele.
Correct.
Damn, yeah. I thought this shit was going to take 2 years. Let me go try to cut hair. Let me go try to start doing more hair, like, cutting more heads, you know? Like,
it's
come
like,
on.
Nickels and Dimes, the greatest form of giving is anonymous.
Right. Yeah. It's crazy.
You're going to, but you help somebody in South Africa listen to your shit, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're doing all right. Props, bro.
Hustlers only. Subscribe, listen, watch. HustlersOnlyWorld.com. You can buy your gear. Just follow us. We're going to vlog. We're going to travel. You never know who you might see on here. If you have a business and need our help, reach out. If you need a website built, we do it all. We just want to see your business flourish, and we want to see you in a positive light helping others. So as long as you promise to pay it forward, we're going to always pay it to you. Hustlers only. Keep hustling.
I didn't know you were done.
Today's episode was produced by Going Global Agency at the Palms Podcasting Center.